beautiful sunny St. Pete, Clearwater, Florida, on the Gulf of Mexico, just across the bay from Tampa. We're blessed with 35 miles of white sand beaches and some incredible events like the one we're witnessing here today.
People may not know around the country that St. Pete, Clearwater, Pinellas County comprises the number one tourist destination on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the beautiful thing for the destination. A lot of people know it and love it and come back to visit it. But there are a lot of people who don't. In America's number one beach, voted by TripAdvisor this past year in 2016, Clearwater Beach. And it's because the beautiful, soft, white powder sand and the warm Gulf of Mexico water. Pretty much, if you're coming down from up north, you can get in the water year-round. You know, us locals might not do that, but it's all about perspective this time of year when it's cold up north and still warm and sunny down here. And then we complement, it's not just beaches. You know, we've got downtown St. Pete right here where the game's taking place, down the street from Tropicana Field, a vibrant downtown that really has arts, culture, Florida's best new restaurant in the Mill. And a lot of people would expect that in Miami or Orlando, and it's right here in St. Petersburg.
Sundial has caught on in downtown St. Pete as well, so there's great shopping.
Yeah, I mean, really, St. Petersburg, if anybody knows about the area over the last 5-10 years, has really come alive. Mm-hmm. And it's the place to be in the region. You know, a lot of people love the nightlife in Tampa, but St. Pete's really holding its own with not just a nightlife scene, but culinary scene. A lot of chefs moving to the area, opening up great new restaurants. You mentioned Sundial. They've got a market, locale market, has 11 kitchens. I mean, an incredible place to just walk around, let the senses come alive. And really a lot of fresh Gulf seafood. You know, that's one thing that you can come down here and enjoy an abundance of.
Back to the beaches, there's some new properties this year open and others under construction.
Yeah, the destination's been growing. It's never been more popular. And two brand new properties on Clearwater Beach, America's number one beach, as we mentioned. One opened last year called Opal Sands. It's got a touch of luxury, 230 rooms, all Gulf front. You can't find a better view on the beach. And then one just opening this month, Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach. It'll be almost the largest hotel on the beach there. Again, beachfront, a touch of luxury, and really you can't recreate the experience on Clearwater Beach better than those two properties.
Well, two airports. It's easy to get here, Tampa International Airport and St. Pete Clearwater as well.
Yeah, and St. Pete Clearwater Airport, what a lot of people don't know is Allegiant flies more than 50 cities direct, and it's great for a lot of the small cities. And, you know, so, you know, you don't have to get to Chicago or get to New York. You can find a small city like Cincinnati or Indy or even smaller like Moline in Illinois. So, you know, it really makes it easy for people coming from all over the place, not just for maybe a game like this one, East West Shrine Game, but the national championship game. We just hosted that with Clemson and Alabama. You know, this is a destination, and it's a destination for huge events, but also leisure, you know, vacation on the beach.
Well, many people visit here and then decide to live here. And we've mentioned the beaches. We've mentioned the vibrant downtowns. This is a major league city as well with football and NHL hockey and Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. 5.5 years ago, I was one of those people. I took a vacation down here for 4th of July. Yeah. And 3 months later, I packed my car and moved down here. And the draw is real. You know, when growing up in the Midwest, shoveling snow every winter. When you come down here, people love the fall in those northern markets. Fall for us is 4 or 5 months long, beautiful weather, and we're enjoying it right now here in St. Pete and Clearwater.
Living here myself 25 years, I've noticed that this has been a growing destination for Europeans and other folks visiting, and summer is no longer the dead zone around here. Off-season is very strong.
Yeah, there really isn't an off-season anymore here in St. Pete Clearwater. And one of the big reasons is because of the multitude of attractions and things to do. We've got the Dalí Museum, home to the biggest collection of Spanish surrealist Salvador Dalí's works outside of Spain, right in downtown St. Pete. The Chihuly Collection, a beautiful glass collection from Dale Chihuly, home of Winter the Dolphin, you know, on-screen celebrity. The dolphin up at Clearwater Marine Aquarium. When you mix those in with the culinary scene and with the beaches, it really turns itself into a beautiful destination, and that's what we've got in St. Pete Clearwater.
I know, Leroy, you'd like to direct the folks to our website, and let's talk about that, to watch the videos and learn more about this great place we call home.
Yeah, you can head to visit stpeteclearwater.com and find all the information about the destination. And actually, one aspect that I didn't even mention was our craft beer scene.
Oh,
got more than 30 craft breweries in the destination. You can go to gulpcoast.com and take the trail, take a look at that, and wet the whistle a little bit for a visit.
That sounds great. Well, we're about ready for football here at Tropicana Field this afternoon. It's the 92nd annual East-West Shrine Game. We're expecting another big crowd today.
Yeah, it's a great game, a great tradition for St. Pete. We're excited it's here. We're excited that all these players come together for such a good cause and a great event, and also get to experience a world-class destination.
Terrific. Leroy Bridges with us on our pregame show here at Tropicana Field. We'll be back with more pregame comments after these messages from our local stations around the country here on the East-West Shrine Game Radio Network, presented by Visit St. Pete Clearwater.